Let's talk a little bit about disease management this year. And we talked a little bit about northern corn leaf blight hit growers in 14 again this year. How bad is it for growers around the Corn Belt?
I had more calls this year from growers and agronomists about the northern corn leaf blight. They saw what happened in 2014. Some of them decided, well, should I spray or shouldn't? And then 15, they come in there, and early in the season on early corn, already had some lesions. And they knew they really better make an appropriate action and try to stop the epidemic, or otherwise they're going to have a major yield reduction.
So as we look at the challenges growers have faced this year, there was problems getting into the field. We've had a wet spring. How does that all come into play when we look at the disease pressure like that?
Well, they had pressure from last year, so the organism survives in the soil. Then we had this weather that was very conducive. A lot of wet weather, leaf moisture, moderate temperatures. You got those early infections, and then it moves rapidly up the plant because your history, maybe you had a hybrid, was more susceptible, and plus this long period of optimum conditions. So our recommendation is really to stop this. Go scout your fields. If you see some lesions on those lower leaves, make a timely application of that VT to R1. That's critical for protecting the yield potential. That's driving the yield by keeping those leaves green, converting energy from the sun to grain field. We have an excellent product, Approach Prima. It combines a Stroberian approach for plant health and prevention, plus a strong triazole that gives you penetration into the leaf, some curative activity for those unseen infections, and then the residual to protect that crop to end of the season.
So really, we need to start thinking about 2016 already.
Yeah, and I think that's what happened this year. I just had a call from a grower. He planted some late corn, really a salesman. He had a grower at late corn. He says, I sprayed whatever product, and I didn't get the results. Why not? Because he started late. Instead of having a really small infection, it was overwhelmed, and he didn't get the value of that fungicide. So that timing early in the infection period, good coverage, using a product like Approach Prima that redistributes in the canopy, really provides the kind of control you need.